Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
He kōna e ipurangi tēnei nā te reo irirangi o Aotearoa.
Tēnā koutou katoa, welcome to Ki Waha, Give It A Go, a chance to learn a few simple sayings in te reo Māori that you can use in your everyday conversation. Ko Shannon Honui-Thompson ahau.
Ko Guyan Espana tōko ingoa.
Tēnā koe e hoa.
Tēnā koe.
We are not going to talk much about ki waha. However, we have some really useful tips in this upcoming kōrero that we're going to have around mihi whakatau. What's your understanding around mihi whakatau?
Well, I thought I'd ask you as the expert there. Well, we thought we'd do this, Shannon, because we had one at Radio New Zealand just recently, a mihi whakatau for some important people who were starting here. Kay Elmers, who's the Commissioner for Programming at RNZ, Lisa Owen, who we well known to many of you, and a few others who started work at RNZ. And so this was the formal welcome for them. But you've got an interesting take on the mihi whakatau and how it has evolved in terms of having a welcome for people, which is not based in a formal marae setting.
Yes, well, my understanding is a mihi whakatau was born out of the need or the want of certain people and organisations wanting to kind of adopt a formal welcome setting when they're welcoming someone into maybe their organisation like we did, but, you know, don't have a whare nui or a marae. So my understanding of a mihi whakatau is that you can still apply the official whai kōrero or speech context, but it's not on a marae, it's not in a whare nui. But then, you know, the speeches are still quite formal. And then, you know, and usually after the speeches, once the kai kōrero finishes their whai kōrero or their speech, it's followed by a waiata tautoko. And that's exactly what we did when we had our mihi whakatau here. And I think I've seen a lot of organisations, especially in the public sector, that do adopt mihi whakatau as part of the induction process, and that's something that we're doing here now at RNZ. When you were preparing for that kōrero, what process did you go through?
Firstly, you look at the structure of it, because they are quite structured, the way that you do the whai kōrero, and I mean, I should say from the outset that I'm very much a beginner in this and taking instruction, and I wouldn't actually speak unless asked to, and so I was asked by you on this occasion to speak, and so I was really honoured to do so. But you look at the sequence of it. I mean, they start with tau parapara often, which is a kind of karakia, as I understand it. And you might often hear this from people as they begin their speech, and it really grabs attention, and you can use these. There are hundreds and hundreds, and you hear the experts and they almost chanting them, and it's a very beautiful thing to start. So it's sort of a way to grab attention at the beginning. Here's a simple one that I quite like, and I got this from Te Wānanga o Aotearoa. They have given some information out to us when we're trying to structure these things, and it goes like this. Tuhia ki te rangi, tuhia ki te whenua, tuhia ki te nākawa o ngā tangata, ko te menui, ko te aroha, tihei mauri ora. And it translates to roughly, write it in the sky, write it on the land, write it in the hearts of the people, the most important thing is love. And then you'll hear tihei mauri ora. And people will hear that a lot, Shannon, and that roughly means, what, the breath of life.
Yep, behold the breath of life.
And then it will definitely go through a structure, won't it? You mihi ki te whare tūpuna to acknowledge the ancestral house, mihi ki papatuānuku to acknowledge Mother Earth, And then you often hear a mihi ki te hungamate, where you acknowledge the dead. And then some people then link from the world of the dead to those who are living, and they may end with a whakatau ki, and then it goes to a waiata tautoko. But often you'll hear at the end, after the waiata tautoko, you'll hear something like this: Apati hono tai tai hono rātou kua wehi atu ki te pō, apati hono tai tai hono tātou e tuana ki te ao. And that's one version of it, where you link the land of the living to the land of the dead. I mean, that's basically saying the lines are joined between those who stand in the dark and those of us who stand in the light. So, and again, there are different sequences, as I understand it. Some people will want to link straight to the living after they've acknowledged the dead, but often you'll hear something similar to what I was saying there at the end, after the waiata tautoko. You remain standing as a speaker, the song to support you has been sung, the waiata tautoko, and then you would link the living and the dead together at the end. But it's up to the speaker, or the the preferences of the speaker, I suppose, is exactly where to put it. But it's an important thing to do.
Oh, totally.
But men and women have different but equal roles in these protocols, don't they? I mean, in terms of the karanga, which is, you probably wouldn't hear, would you, at mihi whakatau, but it's got its own structure and importance.
Oh,
very much equally to what the role of the men.
Equally to a whai kōrero, totally. And I'm still learning really about karanga. I still have a lot to learn about around karanga, but totally, a female role in the whole pōwhiri process is just as integral as a whai kōrero.
I mean, the other thing I'd say for people who are learning, always have kind of a structure of a speech in your head, and then you can tailor it to different environments, because you never know, as you say, sometimes, you know, you might not, like me, you might be a beginner speaker, but you might be it. You know, it might be a school, you've gone to some event, and suddenly, you know, you etu, you know.
And that's happened to me so many times also with the karanga, so you always have to be prepared in those kind of things. There's tools at our fingertips now to help us with those structures.
Yeah, and there's great examples on YouTube if you want to watch Whai Kōrero, which is, you know, an extraordinary art, and, you know, the expert practitioners at it are something to really to behold. But you can definitely have a speech kind of in your brain. Practice it, you know, imagine you're in these scenarios. You can do it driving around the city, talking to yourself in the car, or you can just have the structure of a speech that you can then tailor to the circumstances.
I think also, obviously the mihi whakatau was a lot more informal than obviously a formal pōwhiri, and you probably can be a bit more flexible. You probably don't need to follow your structure completely. I mean, look at Prince Harry.
Oh, yeah.
And Rotorua.
That's right. Just doing a little bit more than the absolute basic. And he got a massive reception there, didn't he?
I think it's, a lot of people just like to see you try.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think, sometimes it can be really scary. And, for years and years and years, I was really scared of all this kind of stuff. But now I've just learned you just have to kind of be flexible, adaptable, and just kind of take it all on the chin, really. What else can you do? And you're going to get some awesome feedback and some, some good tips that you'll probably use forever now.
Yeah, and part of it is that, isn't it, that there's tension around it, and then you reach a stage where that's gone, and the feeling of going from a state of tension into one where that is lifted is kind of part of the process, isn't it?
Yes. Well, hopefully most people that work here at RNZ listen to this to this podcast, and then you won't have to speak so much at all with me whakatau that we're going to have soon.
Well, thanks for listening. I hōmā. You can subscribe to our Ki Waha podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podbean, or wherever it is you get your podcasts. They're available on the RNZ app and on radionz.co.nz/series. Mā te wā.
Tēnā koutou katoa.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more.
and is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.